Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
I like it, I love it, I want some more.
That's what it do. Monsters Radio, this is our live show. Hey, it's Wet Wet Wednesday, so you know how we do it around here. It's really going down. So, hey, what we're going to talk about tonight, seeing that it is Wet Wet Wednesday, and, you know, we're talking about something that's spiritual book. It is what it is. We're going to talk about what's the difference between sexy and perverted and freaky and just nasty. I'm just saying, I want to know what's the difference between sexy and perverted and freaky and just nasty. That's what we're going to talk about. So, all right, let's see. I got some sexy music for y'all. Don't forget to hit me up, 424-423-9649. My bad. I got people over here trying to work on me, trying to get me to do things on the side. We're going to get into this Mike Del Cole. It's called Lost Without You, Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee. I'm going to open up the lines right after this. Monsters Radio Live. It's Wet Wednesday.
tell you they can do, but you're the one that turns me on. I feel like getting it on when I'm with you. Now I can do a lot of things others may never even try.
Wednesday, setting the mood to splash tonight. So what's good? I'm just E Monster, and I do now have my fabulous, my oh so fabulous co-host, Miss Stallion Baltimore. What's good, Mama? Hello.
What up? What up? Welcome to Wet Wet Wednesday, the sexiest day of the week on Monster Radio.
That's right. Sometimes we get freaky as fuck. I'm just saying. So you know what the topic is tonight. Tonight's topic, what's the difference between sexy and perverted? Ooh-wee. Because I'll be seeing some shit sometimes, and I'll just be like, that's not sexy. That's just perverted. You dig? And the difference between sexy and just nasty. I've been involved in some shit, and I was like, ooh, that's sexy as fuck. Until you did that, and then it was just nasty. I'm just saying. That's what we're going to talk about. So,
okay, yeah, I think I've had some, hush, girl. I've had some issues on that. I excuse my pit bull. I've had some interesting ones, some shit that's been done is just supposed to be sexy. And I'm like, oh, that's not sexy. That's just gross.
Oh. You dig? I'm just saying.
It's
So hey,
there's a, but you got some people who think everybody's taste is different. Some people think some of the grossest things could be sexy. Like you have the fetishes, the different type of fetishes.
Right.
People got animal fetishes, like dressing up like animals and mating like
animals. That's a fact.
That's crazy or weird.
Why? Some people would say doggy style is just nasty. I'm just saying. Some people,
yeah,
that's just how some people are. So you got a hell of a point. So we want to know, people, what do you think is sexy and what you think is perverted and what's the difference between freaky and nasty? You dig? When we come back, we're going to have you, we're going to have a meeting in the bedroom when we come back, and we want to know what you feel. Let them know the number, Mama.
The number, Monstrous Radio, 424-243-9649.
Uh-huh.
Call me.
All right. We getting it in. Oh, wait.
See me, baby. Let me hit you up and down. Do you say stop? Let me play with your body, baby. Make you feel hot. Let me do all the things you want me to do.
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky.
know it's getting sexy around this motherfucker. I'm just saying, don't be trying to sue us for no wet, wet Wednesday child support. Because, hey, my lawyer going to shut your ass down. You better slow up, take it in slow motion, player. We're going to open up the lines right after this. 424-243-9649. Yeah, if you're really with it, you know what part I want you to sing, right? Sing with me.
I know you got all dressed up for the club, waiting on Nick to come pick you up, baby. Ooh, when I saw you walking out the door, ooh, I just knew you needed something more. Now whip it straight back to the crib. Gonna give you something that you won't forget. No. Baby, ooh, I just wanna get you out the clothes. Ooh, I just wanna see you dancing slow motion. We can take our time, baby, in slow motion. We can take our time. Just for a second. Then I'ma slow it back down and keep it steady.
You better call in now because, hey, we're about to open up a chat line here in just a little bit. So what's good, Miss Stallion Baltimore, also known as Shaka Shaka.
Why do you call me Shaka? Explain that one.
Okay. Well, I was watching a what's the lady name? She was one of the queens of comedy. She's a dark-skinned lady. What's her name? Ain't it something Baltimore?
I can't think of it, but I know who you're talking about. She got the short hair.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that nice, thick, dark skin. Oh, sorry. I was going somewhere else with it. Basically, she broke it down how women teach their daughters how to get ready to treat your man right or to do it right with your man. You did? And she said, what your mama gave you, girl, she gave you a hula hoop. You dig? And you used to put it on how you know you was getting them hips right. You dig? Getting ready to take on the world. You'd make that hula hoop go, shika, 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 shika. If you wasn't doing it right, you go, shika, shika, bang, and hit the ground. See, you're going to get divorced or you ain't going to get you no man. I'm just saying. But you know when you got it right, when she going, shika, shika, shucka, shucka. And that's what you remind me of when I see your ass. Shucka, shucka. Shucka. My bad. I'm going too far with it. But that's what it is, Mama. That's what it is. Now that's one thing we can put on the plate. You dig? Was that sexy? What? Does that make me just perverted? I'm just saying, hello. That's what we want to know, the difference between what's sexy and what's perverted. You dig? A good example to me, what's sexy is when your man come home from work and you in the kitchen and you making him that meal for him. You about to pull out them biscuits and you back up a little bit and he right there. You know what I'm talking about. Then he grab you, rub you on the side, kiss you on the back of your neck like, thank you, baby. You dig? And go sit his ass down and get ready for that meal. That's sexy. What's not sexy,
right,
and that's just perverted. It's just perverted when your man is sitting over there. He smelled the food cooking. Now, he animatedly jumps over the couch, stop playing his video game, run into the kitchen, just run up behind you, go, ha, 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 ha. You like that, baby? You like that? That's not sexy. That's just perverted. Sit your low ass down somewhere. Finish playing your game till somebody call your ass. That's just perverted. Hello? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? I could be wrong.
I got one for you, too.
What you got?
Is it sexy to see someone masturbate? Yeah, your name.
Oh.
I can answer that one for
one.
Myself. Yeah.
Okay. No disclaimer. Tell us how you feel.
To me, it's sexy. To me, it's a turn. It's like one of like a major turn on for me to see a man jack off.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have never thought of no shit like that, but okay. Because I'm here because I see a girl go in. You know what? I might start playing with my damn self. I'm just saying. I see her go in. Shit. Hell yeah. I like that. Oh, yeah. I like that. Get all animated with it. You did kick your leg. Do a somersault. Show me something. I'm just saying.
Right.
That's what we putting out there. That's how we feel about it. We got a couple people over here. We usually don't open up the line for like 2 more minutes, but hey, we're gonna go ahead and get into it. You dig? It's Wet Wednesday. This is called a little folk
right.
Play. So you know what we're talking about. So hey, we're gonna take it over here. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Where you from, Miss Dalyon Baltimore? Where you at?
Dallas, Texas.
So hey, let's jump over here to Georgia. And see what's going
all
on
right.
With Jay Dirty.
What's going on,
you did,
George?
Mr. Taylor. Yeah, Mr. Kick Rocks, just Mr. Taylor Kick Rocks himself. What's good, bro?
Right.
Wet Wednesday.
What's happening with you, brother?
Say bullshit. You know how we do around here. We on some freaky fuck shit.
I got you.
Now you always enlighten us. You dig from the young man's point of view. You know what I mean, on some real shit. So tell us what's going on. I mean, what's the difference between sexy and perverted? Or you could tell us what's the difference between nasty and or just what's the difference between freaky and just nasty? Hello.
All right, I'm gonna just go ahead and keep it all the way honest with you. If you fucking with a freak, nothing's off limits. Everything's sexy though. But if you fucking with a woman that's got their little limits, you know, they ain't never been exposed to it, they might be scared at first. You know what I'm talking about? So if you fucking with a, from a freak standpoint, you know, if you fucking with a freak, man, they ready for anything, bro. Their tolerance level is high. Like, they don't care. If you fucking with a woman that ain't necessarily been exposed to them things, it might shake them at first, but they'll love them when they're done, I promise.
Ooh-wee. Okay, I feel that. I feel like, yeah, because, some girls, they'd be like, no, I don't want it. What's that? Ooh-wee. What's the balls on the string for? Baby, just go in you. What? Ooh. Yeah. And then some freaks would be like, pull some shit out. You did come up with
yeah, but I heard Miss Stallion,
like,
I heard Miss Stallion talking about masturbation and all that. Miss Stallion, I salute you, baby. Ain't nothing better I like than watching a woman slap that cat like it owes some money. You heard me? I love that. But matter of fact, that's mandatory when you fucking with me. You gotta do that before I go off in you. You gotta do that with me. You gotta slap that cat like it owes you money. You got to with me. That's mandatory, Pepper. Bro, that's mandatory, though. Because, you know, once they bust one off, the shit get real extra juicy and sensitive. So when you put that cobra off in the man, she got her damn neck finna snap back to the pillar, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
When I be fucking though, bro, I love a bitch to look like she performing the Exorcist. Sometimes my whole damn body just split back. I love that. Yeah, I love that, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I don't fuck around, though. Yeah, but see, the sad thing is, though, man, unfortunately, I don't get pussy as often as I'd like to because I suffer from paranoia and anxiety. But at the same damn time, though, when I do catch a little chicken, though, bro, better believe, though, her neck finna snap back. The bitch gonna wake up with a crick in the neck the next morning. I promise you, that's mandatory with me. You gotta wake up different than you went to sleep with me. Yeah, mandatory.
Okay. All right, mandatory. Snake up in the cobra's up in the house.
Yeah, the cobra spit at you. It's a spitting cobra, baby. Yeah, it spit at you. Yeah. Spitting cobra in this bitch. Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all crazy, okay, man.
So I take it that's something good from the latest point of view there, Miss Dale, y'all. Welcome on.
Those words were sexy. How about that one? No, give me a moment.
Now, I can show you better than I can tell you, though. Don't listen to the words. I can show you better than I can tell you. These words might sound good, but believe the real thing, like 10 times extra than this, I can show you better than I can tell you. But, you know, I'm an artist, so I got that, you know, that gift of gab, you know what I mean? But I can show you better than I can tell you. Don't believe that. Yeah.
Okay. All right now. I'm definitely right now.
Hey, you could bring the hula hoop in there, baby. That might be something I like. You could bring the hula hoop in there. Shit, you could do that. We could fuck around and see how many damn turns you can get for that bitch fall down. If it fall down, you got to get penetrated. We can make a game out of that. Let's go.
Well, all right. Well, hey, let's check in with another caller right quick before we have to start charging $2.99 a minute at monstersradio.com to continue this conversation.
Getting a little sick.
419. 419-324, who we got on the line? Hello, Wet Wednesday. Sexy music.
What's up?
What's up?
Nothing much, man. Hey, yo, it's, I just want to go ahead and do this. It's 60 degrees right now where I'm at, so fuck the rest of y'all. All right, nigga, stop.
Okay, that's not monstrous, and goodbye.
What did he say? Wait a minute.
He said it's 60 degrees, and fuck all y'all. So, you're not sexy. Get your soggy ass
get
up out here.
Ass
we're going to get into
get
some.
The,
yeah, we're going to get into.
Get the,
yeah. We're going to play some Vando Jones. Get in. Something sexy. What we trying to do. Not that
bring
food.
It back. Bring it back.
Life keeps falling and his whole keep calling.
Wet Wednesday.
All these raindrops falling out my window.
What's up, Kelly, girl?
Got me wishing that we did the things we didn't do. Raise me like a pimp, and the life, girl, I ain't, and I couldn't have all of you. But I don't want none of them. I only want all I wanna do is sex you, baby.
talk, all the rain keeps falling and these hoes keep calling.
All these raindrops falling on my window. Got me looking for my phone.
To be on a sexy show. That was not the way to do it. That's when you'll get the door slammed in your face and call say that was just nasty. You dig? So we're going to keep it going. Yeah, Young Baltimore, I still got your mama.
Right, I'm still here.
Okay, cool, cool. All right, so hey, let's check in. We done already started out in Minneapolis. We done went to Texas.
I got
hey, now we
in
done
the
went, then we went to Georgia. Look, she got something in the trunk, so we're going to go over here and check on California. What's up, LBC in the building? We got Cali Girl. What's good, Mama? Hello.
What's good?
Wet
how are you?
Day.
You know I can't miss West by Wednesday.
I feel that. That's what it do. That's what it do. So we know you don't never listen to what we're talking about, even when you're on from the beginning of the show. So I'm going to break it down.
When do I pay attention?
Tonight. Exactly, exactly. So what we're talking about tonight is the difference between sexy and perverted. The difference between freaky and just nasty. That's what we want to know the difference between. So we want to know how you feel about it. What you think's the difference between sexy and perverted.
I don't know. You got to explain that one to me.
Oh,
you know it's been so long.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Now, Miss Diane already stated, oh, I think it was that, no, or was it Jay Dirty? One of these motherfuckers, they don't stated that there's levels to this thing that we call freaky. Jay Dirty said when she a freak, hey, she'll go all the way. She's ready for anything. But if she's not a freak, she's going to question what the fuck you trying to do. You dig? So, now, with that being
there's no
said,
fucking in the ass.
Okay, so your tolerance level is that's nasty. Or perverted.
Yes.
Fucking
yes.
In the ass. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Have you tried it before?
No.
Never tried it. So how do you know you don't like it?
Because, no. It's off limits.
Just for a little bit, girl. Just for a little
bit. No, it's off limits.
Just ahead.
If you want to live to see tomorrow, you better back off.
Okay, okay. Now, some people would say, that's not nasty. But what they say is nasty, like to me, that's not nasty. No, no, that's not nasty. Even eating booty is not nasty to me, if that's what you're into. But if you get your ass up and try to kiss me, motherfucker, you's nasty. You dig? First of all, you ain't eating my booty because I'm not going there. But I'm just saying for somebody in that situation, if somebody eats
mm-hmm.
your booty and then they try to kiss you, to me, that's nasty.
That's
you don't cross the line, motherfucker. You damn right. I'm going to smack you, get up, call the police, and call somebody else to escort you up out of my house. I'm just saying. You feel me? But that's just
mm-hmm.
me. I'm just saying that's just me. That's just me. Oh, I don't even got Stallion Baltimore's line even open. My bad. My bad.
But that's true. I agree with you 100%. It's off limits, period. Kissing, fucking, is all off limits. I'm a freak, but I'm not that freaky when it comes to that.
Okay. Can you kiss your tank?
He can kiss all. He can kiss my kitty cat. He can kiss the kitty cat. He can whatever. He can put whipped cream. Look at all of them. We good.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay away from the backside.
Okay. I'll send you on that. It is what it is. Look, nobody knows what to say. I'll probably take it too far, didn't I? My bad. It is what it is. I'm back up the line over here, Jay Durston. I'm over here eating, no pun intended.
Yes.
Hello. But
yo.
But yeah. But Durston, can you think of some other things that might shed the difference between sexy and perverted? What's the difference for you, bro?
Well, I mean, really though, bro, with me, I'm gonna try to be as honest with you as I can, man. Cause you know, I ain't got no understanding when it comes to that, bro. Like, ain't nothing off limits. All right, I'm gonna tell you, the only limits I got, I would never let a woman go anywhere around my booty, never. Like, that's why. That is completely off limits to me. But everything else, I'm into. You know, but see, with me though, I'm not selfish in bed though, bro. Like, I'm actually selfless. I don't give a damn about me kissing her. Like, if I'm fucking with a bro, like, I want her to just get off, like, a million times, you know what I'm talking about? And I can do that, you know what I mean, bro? Like, I'm going to catch mine regardless, you know what I mean? Because I ain't no fucking stallion, you know what I mean? I can't go 3, 4, 6 goddamn hours, you know? It don't take long for me, so shit, while I'm in there, I'm going to just make her get off about a couple times, you know what I mean? And then by the time I catch mine, bro, you know, we already tired and shit. We breathing hard. It's time to go ahead and get a cup of water and go for round two later, you hear me? Like, if you got some good pussy in front of you, man, that shit ain't supposed to last no damn 2-3 hours. That's ridiculous. And if that shit do that, then somebody got something wrong going on with them. You know what I mean? Either the first ain't good or the dick ain't good or something last that goddamn long. Because any good pussy that I jump in, that bitch real A1 pussy, oh, bro, better believe I ain't finna last no goddamn longer than a little bit, you heard me? Hey, yeah, I'm going to get mine, but you know what I mean, bro? But I like to please a woman, though, so, you know what I mean? Even if I get mine, though, I ain't going to quit. I'm going to just take the goddamn rub off, bro, change it with a damn new one. We finna go back in, you know what I mean? I don't give up after I get mine, though, because after I get that first one off, it's finna take a while for me to get my next one anyway, bro. So I'm about to go ahead and just do you what y'all want. I'm going to go ahead and do to you what I want to. But, you know, if you're dealing with a woman that ain't got those same principles, though, because, you know, now some women ain't. But see, me personally, though, bro, all them women that say they ain't into this type of shit and that type of shit, though, bro, them the type of damn women that I kick out of my face. Like, you don't, like, if you ain't willing to do all what I'm willing to do, then I can't deal with you because I don't like to just half-ass it when I'm getting down because that's a real important thing to me, bro. Like, you know, sex is real. It's real mind-boggling. So, you know, when I get it in, you better be willing to do damn near everything with me, you know what I mean? If you ain't with it, though, I respect you. You know, you got your morals and principles. I got mine.
Hey.
It'll be like,
Right. But, hey, here goes some more shit you did people say about what's freaky and what's not. Let me know what y'all think about this. What about making movies? What about sexting? You did. Some people be like, oh, I ain't making no movies. Some people be like, turn that motherfucker
I
want to
make a movie.
Shit, hell. Some people be like, you can't.
Well, we know
some
you,
like,
you
want to
make a movie.
Please
girl.
Ask me that question, man.
Some people,
please ask me that.
Hold on. Some people be like, ooh, they be sexing. They be sending nasty pics to each other. That's just nasty. I mean, how y'all feel about that? Movies and sex. How about you, Stallion?
Movie thing, that's not me. Because they can get out anywhere. You got to be careful about who you're doing that with and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe if you're doing it with the one you love and it's and you can't even promise that it won't go no farther than the one that you love because if you get mad at it, then it's all over. It's posted everywhere. It's on monster.com. And, I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
And the sexting thing is the same thing. You know, that can get around too, but I think that when that's a way to keep a bit hot when you're away from each other for a long period of time. I think that's a good way to keep the spice and the, you know what I'm saying, the fire in the relationship.
Right. Okay. So, okay. What about you, Callie?
You know, Callie, you know what? You monster. How long have you known me?
You weren't paying attention to what we said. You ain't paying
no.
attention to what we
how
said.
How long have you known me? You know damn. How you going to ask me that question? You know damn well I always wanted to make a movie. So don't even ask
you
me that question.
She said you know she wanted to make a movie.
How many times have I told
okay.
you that?
Okay. My bad.
I got a promotion and marketing company. I can promote your ass and market your ass out there.
Jay, how do you feel about it? But they got me sprung out on
bookmaker.com.
All right, but I'm gonna tell you this, bro. I'm all into that, bro, because I've already started my goddamn personal collection of films. You know what I mean? But it don't never go outside my bedroom, bro. It's just some shit that I like to throw on, you know. And like, you know, I like to watch my own shit, bro, so that I can learn from it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, if I think I ain't do this right, yeah, I can go back and. You know, yeah, bro, because I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like I told you before, bro, I'm honest, dog. Like, bro, I don't get pussy on the date like these half of these other motherfuckers do, dog. So, you know, sometimes I gotta go in there and beat my shit down. And I like to watch some shit that I need to do it to. There's nothing wrong with that to me. I mean, bro, but at the same damn time, though, dog. Hey, yeah, the same damn time, though, bro. Don't nobody else get them movies but me. And the woman that I'm dealing with, if you in that movie, you can watch it only when you come. Matter of fact, I don't even let women come to my house. I'll bring the fucking video mobile. You know what I'm talking about? I don't let females know where I stay. I ain't never. Bro, you can ask my mama, man. I ain't never let a damn female come to my house. That's off limits to me. But, you know, when I do get down, though, I'll bring the movie digital. I got a camera, yeah, and I'll set it up if I feel like she really down for that. Man, then we'll watch it again and see what we might have did something better, and we could just go round two and you know, murk that, you know what I mean? Make a second chapter, you know what I'm talking about? I love that. I like to go back and watch a bitch ass wobbling. Yeah, I love that. I like to see me killing it, you know what I mean? And sometimes, bro, what?
So what about sexting?
Nah, that's sexist. That's corny, dog. I'll never send my dick out on the wide. Never in my fucking life, bro. I never. Like, I'm going to tell you the truth, though, brother. Last damn time a female asked me to do that, you know what I did? My goddamn, bro, my partner, see, I'm from the country, goddamn. My partner had a goddamn raccoon in the trap, dog. We were finna grill his ass up and eat him right some raccoon. Goddamn, I took a picture of that motherfucker and I sent it to the goddamn female, bro. She goddamn texted me that. She texted me back talking about LOL. I was like, ain't shit funny, Ben. You ain't going to see my
okay.
damn thing. You gotta go see that person.
Look.
Hold on.
Now, that is a perfect definition between sexy and nasty. I'm into movies.
Right.
I'm into sexy. Uh-huh. I got a song about it. Here you go.
Hey, monster. Dub Ishii. I'm some grown man.
Crazy.
on the road and you doing shows. It can get lonely waiting on the tour to go. I'm at the hotel when there ain't nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Now to Instagram and Poppy, come play with us. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said get monstrous with you and take some pics too. Oh, now it's body language, wherever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent the video, so I sent the video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, yo, smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster whole play. And it's
texting on the phone.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I'm into movies, texting, whatever the fuck you want to do, as long as you can turn me on, mommy. I'm just saying what to do. Coming soon to emonster.com. I just got to get that song master mix. We going to make it do what it do. So, all right, what do you want to say on all that air?
You hear all that? That's me driving.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay.
Always rolling. Well, you know how it is in a Camaro. You know, it's not a smooth ride. It's a sports ride. You know how it is. How it is. Everything. You hear the bump. Feel like you done hit the world type shit.
Mm-hmm. That's a player car. That's what that is. A two seater. You got the little back seat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a player car.
Yeah, ain't no.
Mm-hmm. You ain't fooling nobody.
I like that song, girl. Mr. E Monster.
Thank you. I tried a little bit. I tried.
That's nice. So you gave it to Monster. Monster. You monsterized.
You did.
That's the new word of today. Monsterized. What? Monsterized.
All right, so that's what it is. So, hey, I didn't mean to break everybody up and jump into the song. You did. We was almost at the end of the show. I had to squeeze it in. But somebody was getting ready to say something before we took that little break. What was it? Y'all
that was me. I think that was me. I seen some crazy shit on Facebook. And you can tell me if it's sexy, freaky, or just downright disgusting.
Nasty.
I think.
Okay, disgusting.
All right, nasty. We can say nasty. All right, yeah, I got to let my son get out the car real quick first because he can't hear this one. He said, let me get out the car first. All right, now.
I don't want to hear my mama talk like that. That's just not sexy. That's perverted. I'm going to say my little two-piece. Remember, y'all, everybody's opinion is their opinion. Nobody's right or wrong. It's just an opinion.
Right.
But I'm going to say like this. It's almost sexy to think that you went to one of these events, but it's perverted to know you watched that motherfucker all the way through. What they're doing was not freaky. That was just nasty. This is how
okay.
I feel about it. Maybe it's the
I like
level.
That.
I don't know.
And I did.
Definitely.
I can't rewind to that motherfucker just to watch the horse nut again.
You about to blow her head off. Jay Dirty, what's your opinion? Just an opinion.
Bro, I can't even say that's nasty. Bro, I can't even say that's nasty, boy, because I had done painted the bitch before. Like, dog, like, bro, if it's real good, though, like, I've already painted the bitch's face. You look like a ghost. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, dog, I've already done did that. There's nothing nasty about it, dog, especially the female with it, bro. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Do your damn thing to put your lips on the bitch. When I'm finna go ahead, I'll give you the signal, bitch. You pull it out, and yeah, I'm a painter. You know, yeah. I already done did that. So I can't say that's nasty,
okay.
Dog, because that's a real good feeling to me, dog. Shit, that's a real good feeling. I like to let a load off. I got a lot of stress.
Well,
I like to let a load off. Yeah.
I don't think he heard us. I don't think he heard us.
He didn't hear
you
me.
Tell him, Stallion.
Did you hear what I say I seen, Jay Dirty?
Can't be mad at that, bro, because I'd love a white bitch to go ahead and suck me off till I paint her face. I can't even be mad at that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, even
if... Am I not understanding
okay.
the question or something? Am I not understanding
yeah.
the question or what? I'm confused.
No, he heard what I said, but what he's saying is he can't be mad. But the question is, do you think it's sexy or just downright nasty for a person, a white girl, no matter white, black, whatever, to suck? I seen a white girl sucking a horse's dick and made the horse nut. And you know how big a horse's dick
is? Okay, so you weren't talking about a brother that was well endowed. You were talking about an actual animal.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, she going straight to hell, Pippin. Yeah, we don't tolerate it. No, no. Fuck. What the hell going on with people today? What the fuck?
Right, and they have an event in Mexico. It's called the Donkey Dance. And the Donkey Dance
I don't care
is
nothing about
female.
That. They're going straight to hell. I don't care nothing about that. That's nasty, bro. No, that's not tolerable. What the fuck? Why? Fucking why? You can come to America, baby, get all the horses that you want. I promise they're going to be attached to a pelvis with a kid out of there. No horses around here.
She was fucking... That horse's dick was so motherfucking big.
She's going to hell, daughter. Let me just say that, brother. You know, she going to hell. Straight, there's no way around it. You fuck a goddamn horse to the big paint you, bro. You going to hell. There ain't no stopping that, Pip. You on a first-class ticket. Fuck wrong with people, man. That bitch deserve to get a bullet in the motherfucking skull for that nasty goddamn shit. Then I bet she go back and suck a goddamn dude dick and be putting that horse and shit all on his goddamn shit. Bitches like that need to be murdered, and I agree with that 100%. Fuck that shit, man. Yo, fuck wrong with people,
okay.
man.
We see Jay Gary would, I think he would say that's nasty. It is. What about you, Kelly girl? You ever seen some shit like this?
Yes, that's just straight nasty. And you know what? I can say this because I'm white. Only white people do some crazy ass shit like that.
Not me.
I can say that. That's right. She going to hell. Do not collect $200. You going.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you first class.
Oh, shit.
That was a fucked up question to ask right there for real, bro. That was just fucked up. Why y'all gonna put me through that shit tonight, man? I'm drinking. Y'all putting me through that nasty shit, man. That's fucked up, man. Y'all fucking my buzz up, man.
Hey, that's how we
had
to end the night. I ain't got a buzz no more. But
this is a real fucked up.
Let me tell you, white girls are crazy.
Hold on. It's the end of the show. That's the real fucked up part. Now you gotta leave with that bullshit on your mind.
Oh, that's fucked up.
No, I think the mother just
I'm taking your ass to court. I'm taking your ass to court, Pimp. I ain't going to be able to sleep tonight, bitch. Fuck that.
I don't fuck your
ass.
Oh, my God.
All I can say is, if you go out taking it tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying
okay,
to do my business, because I need it for the ladies tomorrow.
Don't be killing my stuff.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio.
I am
your host, E-Monster. I represent Beyond Entertainment. Yeah, we can hear the hottest indie music in the world.
We got the entertainment news, production tips, and the interviews. But for now,
yo, let's get into some music.
Let's go.
True.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.